Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome. And welcome to, it is welcome to March. I don't know, how it's been for you this month or this year so far, but for myself, it seems as if this year is going by really fast. So for those who are new to me, thank you for joining me. And I hope you had a wonderful weekend this weekend as we celebrated Leap Day that we just had, and now we're going to be going into this new energy this month, which is going to really propel us forward to really stepping out of our comfort zones and really doing those things that we're truly meant to do. So before we start with the topic today, I'm going to be talking about the energy of this week, as well as give you a preview of what to expect when it comes to the energy this month. So now that we're in a new month, we're going to be working with two different angels this month, throughout this month. And so we have Archangel Zadkiel, as well as Archangel Sandalphon, stepping forward for us this month to really help us when it comes to reclaiming our power. That is going to be the theme of this month when it comes to this energy. And so this week, we're going to be faced with some things that may come in for us that's going to help us to really see our power, really be able to understand the power that we have in order to really step forward into our purpose. And so this week we're going to be reminded by Archangel Zadkiel to really, really see that, you know, even though we may have had some setbacks or, we've had some things kind of stand in the way from really achieving our goals thus far for this year, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not part of what it is that you're meant to do. It's not part of those goals that you're meant to reach or that purpose that you're meant for. So, you know, sometimes those so-called setbacks are there to really help us to learn lessons we need to learn before we really really step into our next those next steps that the angels and the divine is showing us, but also sometimes it's a way for the divine to tell us that it's time to slow down just a little bit, to wait, to be a little bit patient. And a lot of times the divine likes to, show us that because, so many times we want to keep going, we want to all of these things at once, but it's really important for us to sometimes step back, sometimes to listen to our bodies and to, take care of ourselves so that, and look within also, so that we can move forward, so that we can clear all those things that are things that we need to heal from and let go of, so that we can really move forward into achieving those goals and really stepping into our purpose. So, this week we're going to be reminded of those things. And also this week it's going to be important for us to really be able to revisit some of those goals that we had set out to achieve. So, you know, we're in March already, in the third month in of this year. So, you know, if you have lost a little bit of sight of your goals that you set, you know, when it comes to your resolutions or what it is that you truly want to achieve this year, and also your purpose, if you've lost, you know, some sight on that, it's a reminder for us to go back to that and to be reminded of what it is that we really want to achieve. What is it that we're meant to do when it comes to our next steps in order to, you know, make that impact that we're meant to make. So we're going to be revisiting that this week through, you know, different circumstances, different experiences that come in, different challenges that come in this week that's going to remind us of those things. And then also, you know, Archangel Zadkiel is reminding us as well that it's important for us to really be gentle with ourselves as well. You know, those so-called setbacks are not necessarily setbacks. It's not necessarily something that you're not meant to do when you do have those setbacks, but it's meant for us to do. But those setbacks come in because we are meant to look at them and say, okay, what is it that I need to learn? What is it that I need to clear? What is it that I need to heal in order to really be able to move forward and really be able to step out of my comfort zone? So those things, asking ourselves those things and knowing that if it is still within your heart, you know, it really calls to you, that it really draws to you, that you're still really passionate about, to know that it is what it is that you're meant to do. Those goals that you truly want to achieve, those aren't meant for you. Just because you have these setbacks doesn't mean that you're not meant for that. But, you know, we're going to be asked to revisit those goals because there may be some things that are within those goals that you've set up for at the beginning of this year, but some things don't quite align with it as you go along. So it's going to be important for us to do some revisiting, do some a little bit of inner work to see, okay, where does it not align completely? Where is it that I'm a little bit off track, but I'm still dreaming that big dream and really focused on that end goal and that purpose that you're meant for. So, you know, Archangel Zadkiel is, you know, stepping forward for us with that when it comes to this week's energy. And also, you know, when it comes to this month, Archangel Zadkiel as well as Archangel Sandalphon want to remind us that this month is going to really propel us forward this month. So this month's energy is going to move a lot faster than it has been the last couple months. The last couple months, we've been preparing for what we are really meant to do. So now we're going to move even faster into this energy. And so this month is going to be, like I had mentioned, reclaiming our power. And so first, you know, this week when it comes to revisiting our goals, revisiting our purpose, seeing what it is that doesn't quite fit, you know, into our purpose, what it doesn't quite fit that's not in alignment, and then to really, you know, communicate with the angels, with the divine, on what is it that I need to do next in order to really move forward. And so, you know, that's going to be that first part. Also, we're going to be reminded this month, because we're in this energy of movement, that it's going to be important for us to have that balance of the divine feminine as well as the divine masculine. So, you know, when I say that divine feminine has to do with emotions, it has to do with intuition, it has to do with a lot of feelings, and what it is when it comes to, you know, what are we receiving from spirit? What are we receiving from the divine and our guides that really is propelling us forward? Like, what do we have to really listen to when it comes to our hearts and our passions and what it is that's calling us? So that is part of the divine feminine, but then we also have the divine masculine that has to do with action, taking action on those things that we need to do in order to move forward. What is it that I need to do in order to take those next steps, to step out of my comfort zone? What do I need to do in order to really do those things to really move forward, to really do those things that I'm meant to do? So it takes action on our parts in order for us to really move forward. So it's that balance of, listening to our hearts, listening to what it is that we're really meant to do within us, deep within us. So going inward, but also taking that action on those things that the divine is showing us, that they're providing for us so that we can really move forward. So that is going to be the basics of the energy of this month. So we're really going to be moving forward into what it is that we're meant to do. But it's really important for us to first listen to what it is that is calling us, what it is that we're meant, is within our hearts, our passions, our desires, and then to really take those action steps that they're showing us. So, and I encourage all of us to really look within. You know, we're still in the Mercury retrograde, which is all about looking within and connecting with the divine and really seeing more about ourselves, really learning the lessons behind what it is that we're meant to do. And so that is the energy that we have this month coming in. All right. So before we move forward onto the show, let me go ahead and take a few calls. So if you would like some guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you could be live on air with me. And, if you would like to talk about the energy that's coming in, or if you'd like to talk about the topic that we're going to be discussing, or just any questions that you may have about where you're being led, or any questions that you have about yourself, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. So let's go ahead and take our first caller. Let's see. We have caller from area code 415. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jessica. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Jessica. How are you today?
Hi. I'm actually kind of grouchy. I'm just trying to work through that energy that I'm feeling. I've just been like really tired, and I was supposed to go for a massage today, but the lady can't take me. So I'm just kind of trying to sort myself out here. If you're offering any healing energy, I gladly accept. I just, I hate feeling like this. It's terrible.
Yes. So you are kind of feeling into this energy of, we're moving into a new energy. So for you, what I feel is this up-leveling energy. So it's going to be this new level that you're being called upon because of all the lessons you've been learning, as well as doing the healing that you've been doing. And so you're now on this new level where, you could think of it as, when you learn something at school and all of a sudden you get this, you've just grown exponentially because of what you've learned, that's what you're going through. So a lot of times when we go through that, the up-leveling, we do get tired and we do feel this, feel it in our body. So it is important for you to, you know, listen to your body and to get the rest that you need. I do encourage you to, you know, still get the massage, maybe with someone else.
But
that would be a good
about
idea.
That right now. I think I have to just go over because the lady can't take me till Friday and I really need it bad. I've waited too long and now I'm just, yeah, that's what I'm thinking
yes.
too.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. So I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And what he's showing me is that it's going to be important for you to really be gentle with yourself this week. So, you know, get that massage, but then also when it comes to those things that you've been learning, to remember that, you know, those are all lessons for you. And, you know, there's no reason to really beat yourself up for those things that have happened in the past or those things that you haven't done that you've been needing to do. So to really be gentle with yourself and to understand that those things that you still need to do, they're going to come in and the divine is always going to remind you of what it is that you need to do. And you're not going to be left behind because of, you know, a different path that you might have taken or, you know, if they told you to do something, but you decide to hold off on it. You know, those things to remind yourself and they're reminding you that it's okay and that they're still going to remind you and they're still going to have you go down that path. So to, you know, really be gentle with yourself and to really and to remember to do those things that you truly love to do, you know, to remind yourself of your passions and your desires. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, that was great. And it was something that I needed to hear because today I just feel like sitting out in the sun. So I'm going to go do that also. I can't like work, you know, it's I just can't. I'm just too tired and not feeling right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, you know, going outside, getting that fresh air in is always a great idea.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good
you are
day.
Very
thank
welcome. You,
you
right, too.
Bye-bye.
I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And let's go to our next caller, area code 334. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Shakira and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Shakira. How are you today?
I'm fine.
So how can I help you today?
Can I ask a love question? I mean, can you pick up on
sure.
that?
Sure.
Okay. Do you see me meeting someone, you know, who different from who I, you know, my relationships in the past that were toxic. Do you see me meeting someone like that in the near future? Maybe
I do, but what I do, but what I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you as well as Archangel Samuel. And what they're showing me is there are some things that need to be healed and let go of before you can really break this cycle. What I'm feeling as well as what they're showing me is a lot of heartache, a lot of things that have gone on with all these relationships, but does have to do with your past when you were a child with parents. So if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're showing me is it's really important for you to remember that those things that have gone on with your parents, that have gone on with other adults growing up, those were things that they kind of ingrained in you or they brought to your attention because of things that they were going through themselves. So you have to remember that, you know, because of their own healing that they needed to do, those things that they needed to heal, because it wasn't healed, you were shown you. And this is what you grew up with. So what you have to remember is that's their healing that they needed to do. It's not yours. So you have to be able to separate that and say, okay, whatever it is that they really had ingrained in you in childhood, and what it is that you saw in the relationships with your parents, that, you know, to know that is something that they really need to heal within themselves. So if that makes sense.
It does. So as far as me doing my healing, how do you see me going about that? How do I heal from that to break the cycle, to meet the person?
So I do want to encourage you to do some journaling. So as you do this journaling, to journal about those memories in your past that come up for you. So you can ask for Archangel Raphael, and he'll show you all those different moments in time that he wants you to write about. And then, you know, what I want to encourage you to do is leave some space after you write about a moment. But also, you know, don't forget to write about the feelings that you felt and the feelings that you still feel as it comes up in your memory. So as you do that work, you're going to be able to then piece them all together, and the Archangel Raphael is going to be able to show you what it is that you need to learn from each of those memories that come up. And also when it comes to the memories of your past relationships, you're going to be able to see sort of this common denominator of what it is that needs to be broken when it comes to that habit, or not a habit, but more of, you know, what went on through each of those relationships.
Yeah,
so,
the pattern.
Yes, the pattern, yes. So, you know, to write those down and then, you know, ask Archangel Raphael to, you know, show you what it is that the lesson is behind all of this, so that you could really be able to change that story and change the energy of love within your life. And also to know that this flows not only in your love life, but in all areas of your life. So when you change that story, you're going to be able to switch that energy for, you know, different areas of your life as well. So it's going to open up a lot. What was that?
Do you see me doing this work? And you said you do see me meeting someone, but maybe not this year.
Yes, or... so later down the line. So it really depends on how quickly you can heal and let go. So,
yes.
You know,
okay.
Doing this journal work, working with the divine. So I do see it happening. So, you know, just keep working at it. It's not a one-time, it's going to take some time for you to do this healing. And then you're going to be able to find these aha moments of, oh, you know, I didn't realize that this was a lesson that I need to learn. And not only about love life, but in, you know, different areas of your life when it comes to career, friendship, it's all going to kind of unfold. When you do
yes,
this,
ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. I hope that makes sense.
Thank you so much. It does.
It does.
Even though I want to go ahead and meet that person, but then it's like with me not being healed, I can go out there and just meet anybody and say, "Oh, we're going to be together." But I could be inviting more problems in due to me not doing the inner work, the healing work that I have to do. You know, and just keep attracting the same. The same people mirroring myself back to me, stuff that I haven't dealt with or don't want to deal with. So I understand. It makes sense.
Exactly. Awesome. Well,
you
know, we want to get to the bottom of it, you know, where it stems from. So, and it's going to help you in so many different areas of your life. So I'm so excited
for
you.
And I have to forgive. I have to forgive my parents as well as myself, because I've been really beating myself up. And I have children now, and some of that stuff is kind of, you know, done passed down to them, some of it, you know, just when I go through my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, exactly.
This is kind of rough. Do you do healing?
You can do that.
Energy healing? Clearing?
And what was that?
Do you do energy clearing and healing and things?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me. I'll write your number down so I can get in contact with you and see if we can arrange something.
Sure. Okay. You could also go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E, and you'll find all the ways you could connect with me there.
Okay. Thank you so much,
all right.
Catherine.
You're very welcome. And have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So if you're just tuning in, I am taking calls right now. If you'd like some guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be on air with me. All right. So let's go to our next caller. We have caller from area code 619. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Catherine. My name is Anne, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Actually,
so
I have
how can I help
question.
You today?
I have a
sure.
similar question to the previous caller. I also
like
to ask you if you see a significant life love relationship for me.
Yes, so I do see one not quite soon, maybe like next year or later next year, because what Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are showing me is that it's really important for you to focus on work, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So are you looking into creating a career?
Career, no. I'm not changing career or anything like that. No.
Okay. Or have you thought about it? Writing?
No.
In particular?
I'm not planning. Yeah, no. I'm not planning to do anything like that. I'm enjoying where I am now.
Okay, because, they keep showing me that there's something with work, with career, that's going to be coming up, that's going to be important for you to kind of look into. So it could be that something's coming up, later down the line this month, especially this month. I do feel that something is coming in. So it's going to be important for you to kind of look within with that and, really see what it is that you're truly passionate about. Because, they keep showing me that there's something coming in that doesn't have to do with love. But, when it comes to love, it's going to all unfold as you really focus on loving yourself. So if that makes sense. So, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Samuel, they're stepping forward because they really want you to truly love who it is that you are with, every fiber of your being. Love yourself for, who you are right now, even what you've gone through in the past, because it makes you who it is that you truly are. So, to do some inner work this week, call on the archangels, to help you to see more of what it is that you're meant to do and what it is how it is that you're meant to really make that impact in this world, because I do see a lot of great things coming in for you. And so as you start to unlock a lot of these things from within, it's going to help you with the energy of all the different areas of your life, you know, including love. So I hope that makes sense.
So, Catherine, let me try to understand, because the last 2 months were not easy. So you think that when you said that you see good things coming to love, you think that this month and next month will be better than it was in January and February?
So it's going to be important for you to do this inner work, because as you do and as you see more of who it is that you truly are and what it is that you're meant to do, you're going to be unlocking a lot of things, and it's really going to show in your energy. So right now there's a lot of things that are being held back, that they're showing me. There's a lot of things that are bottled up inside that I'm seeing. And so, you know, when all of that, when you're able to really look within to see what it is the divine wants to show you, as well as your guides, what it is that you need to see within yourself, that you need to learn still, you'll be able to unlock a lot of different things and a lot of different opportunities for you. And not just about work, but, you know, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to love, you know, all the different areas of your life. So, you know, I encourage you to do this inner work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. And let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 231. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen, and I am calling from Northern Michigan.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I am good. I'm good. I'm in between jobs. I just my job, and I'm, you know, what's in store now? You know, I don't know. I quit that job for ethical reasons. It, you know, their business practice was not good for me, and so I left. And I guess now I don't know. I guess I hopefully have a, you know, something in my future for like work that would be good. But, you know, I guess maybe for now I'm just going to sit still for a bit. And I don't know. What does spirit tell you? Or is there anything you can, you know, add to this for me?
Yes. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. And what they're showing me is, first, you did a great job when it comes to leaving your current position or your past position. Because, yes, you know, that was, you really stepped out of your comfort zone in that. So, you know, that was the right move for you. And so what they're showing me now is that it's going to be important for you to do some inner work. How long were you at that job?
About only like 2 months, but it felt like a half a year. It was really fast paced.
It was a long time you were there, but so it kind of tells me that you know, it wasn't really meant for you. What they're showing me now is it's time for you to take this time to reflect on what it is that you truly want. What is it that you truly want to do? And it's about what it is that you're passionate about, what it is that you truly desire, and how you want to make an impact in this world. Because I do see a lot of great things coming in for you when it comes to a work, and I do hear career. So a business. So is that something you
I've heard that
have
people have told me that
about?
More than once. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but people have told me that more than once, and I'm like, I have nothing of sellable value at this point anyway. Who knows? But right now, I'm like, I've got nothing to sell. I don't know. I don't know why they would tell me this. And except that most women my age, that's what they're trying to do, is do a business, which I'm really not. I'm not trying to do a business. I'm just wanting to take care of my kids and pay my rent. And, you know, so I don't know. I'm not really interested in starting a business.
So when it comes to business, it doesn't necessarily have to be about selling. So what I'm hearing, especially from Archangel Gabriel, is something about writing and telling your story. So have you been through a lot? Have you gone through a lot?
Yes.
And are you a writer? Do you write?
No.
At all?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, because I think that and this is what I'm starting to see with Archangel Raphael. It's kind of like a fear that's coming in, that's telling you, okay, you can't write. You're not meant to do this, but actually you really are. You have a lot to write about, and it has to do with your story. So, you know, when it comes to business, it doesn't necessarily be about selling material things, but it can be selling, you know, doing those things that you truly can give to the world through, you know, through whether it's writing, you know, people write books, you know, so they're selling in that way, you know.
I have thought about some kind of a story, actually, about my family. We are Native American, and around the turn of the century, there was a lot of Indians that got their land and their property stolen from them. They would just get it fandangled right from under them by some tricksters, you know, usually white business folk that weren't very ethical. And a lot of Indians were killed outright. And my grandfather was one of them. He was drowned off the dock for his land and for the deed to the property that we had. I mean, we had horses and everything, but no, we got nothing. And because it was taken from us. And it was one of the many Indians that was taken advantage of. And he was actually drowned off the end of the dock here in Harbor Springs. Jeez, man. And it's just, it kind of messes with your head. And it's also, though, an interesting story to be. What would it have been like if I could have time traveled back there and told my grandmother, don't sign the paper, you know? So I wonder about that. And that would be an interesting story, but I don't know. That's kind of like a fiction and based on reality. I don't know. Maybe I was thinking about that, but that would be time consuming. I don't know.
Well, yes, it's not going to be easy. I'm going to tell you this right now. But I truly do believe that that's something that you need to tell. That's something that you need to, you know, really show others. And so, you know,
everyone's very uncomfortable about that, though, when I bring it up around here anyway. They're like, yeah, you know, I don't know if they're worried it's their relative that did it or not. But I don't know. But there was more than one that was involved with my grandfather's death. Or great-grandfather's death, I should say. And he was, it's an interesting story. Yeah, so maybe I should.
Yes, and, you know, that's that fear that's coming in that Archangel Raphael is showing me. That fear and, you know, doubts that you can do this. You are meant to. You know, just hearing you talk about it really is showing me that, you know, that's something you're passionate about. That's something that you feel that you really do need to tell. And so, you know, that would be a starting point for you to really be able to create this business to help others, to help your people, you know, and it doesn't have to look the way that, you know, what, you know, you see people selling, you know, clothing, or you hear those people selling Tupperware, you know, things like that. But it doesn't have to look that way when it comes to a business. Business is what you make of it and what it is that you're truly passionate about in order to help other people. And so, that's what we have to remember when it comes to business. We're always helping other people when it comes to our businesses. So,
right.
So, yeah, I want you to.
No, I just wonder what telling that sad story would, what the benefit of that would be, except to make people feel bad and awkward, especially the people around this area who were involved. I mean, my great-grandfather was the illegitimate son of the sheriff, and the sheriff from the 1850s. And he met up with my grandmother, who was extremely good-looking, and, next thing you know. So they never actually got married, so he's the illegitimate son of the sheriff, that would be pressing a lot of buttons around here, I'm thinking. The relatives of the sheriff would be like, what? So I would have to enter it as fiction. See, that's what my fear is, I think, is, offending others and, of course, the time-consuming project itself, which is very off-putting,
But you know what, that's why they're showing me that this is a time right now for you to really take for yourself, to look within. But also, when it comes to doing some of this research, I think you're going to be able to discover a lot more about yourself and your family and your people, as you dig deeper. And I think it's going to be very exciting for you. I think it's going to be something that really fuels that that fire within you to really do something about this.
Right. Well, the question for you, since you're not related to me or this area of the country, how does that story resonate with you? Would you want to pick that up and read something like that? Yikes. Or, would you be interested in reading something like that?
Yes, for me, I'm always I love hearing about different people and different cultures. I'm Korean myself, so I'm when it comes to different backgrounds and different cultures, and I'm always wanting to, especially when it comes to telling the truth about certain people.
They were trying to sweep that information under the rug that he was the illegitimate son. It was all hush hush, and so not too many people knew about it. Even on his death, they wrote inaccurate information about where he came from, and because they were trying to cover it up. No one wanted to talk about it, so they put up in the newspaper. They wrote down something that wasn't true. He was a French traitor or something, and he was not.
So, I want to encourage you to look even deeper into this, really, go into it and see how it is that you can make a difference with this. Because, if people really saw the truth and heard the truth, and then all of a sudden all these other people come forward saying, that's what I heard, and this is what I heard from my family. And my parents,
a lot of them happened that way. In fact, very few families were left alone, were lucky enough to escape the notice of those sharks that were circling around the turn of the century at 1900, 1895, 1905. There was a lot of mad sharks circling here, taking everything from the Indians that were here. So, this is an awkward story to tell. This is like ugly truth to tell.
But it's important, though.
Yes, it is. I guess it is. My grandfather would definitely want me to. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was unjustly.
Mm-hmm.
Put down and like a dog.
And you know what? When you tell this story, you don't realize how many people you can really help by telling this story. So, want to encourage you to go for it when it comes to doing this research. And I do feel that you're going to feel this new sense of purpose that you're going to have, and it's going to bring you down a path that you're really meant for, to make that impact that you're meant to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of feel that sense of purpose already, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well,
wow, thank you.
You are so welcome. And, you know, this week, you know, you can always call on the archangels to help you with this on what it is that you should do next in
yes,
order to really move forward with this. And I hope you have a wonderful week. This the Midwest is getting warmer, so I'm in Wisconsin
nice.
Myself. So,
wow.
So I hope you enjoy.
I hope too. I want spring, and then I want summer more. I want summer now.
It's coming. It's coming.
yeah, takes so long. All right, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your information. Really do.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, and let's go to our next caller. Actually, right before we go to our next caller, I'm going to go through our announcements on Psychic Talk. So on Friday, we have the doctors are in with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, and they'll be talking about why you need a life coach. So be sure to tune in with them, as well as they'll also be doing tarot mini readings as well. So be sure to tune in. And then on Saturday, host Mary Brown is introducing you to her new show, a monthly show called There's a Rock for That. So for those of you who may not know, she is a Crystal Reiki practitioner. So be sure to tune in with her on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Magic Universe show with host Shruna Rapsi will be back, and she will have her special guest, Crystal Reiki Master Mary Brown. So be sure to tune in with them on Sunday. All right. So let's go ahead and take a few more calls. Before we end the show, and actually, why don't we go ahead and do that? So let's see, area code 408. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Craig, and I'm calling from California. Thank you very much.
Hi, Craig. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, as always. I can't complain.
Awesome. So how can I help you today?
Well, you know, I had some I had family members die, and there was some stuff going on that I don't know anything about, so a lot of things went a different direction. But then there was things that people forgot, or at least I didn't, about some mineral rights. And I was just wondering if you had anything to say about that.
What was that? On what?
Mineral rights? Oil?
Oh, I'm not quite sure about that. However, I do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what he's showing me is that, you know, through all of this that you've been going through, that it's going to be important for you to really share your truth, to really open up, to and really share about what has been going on within you. Because what I'm seeing is that there's a lot of stuck energy, especially within your heart, that I'm seeing. And it's really affecting clarity for you. So, I'm not sure where this mineral rights that you were talking about come in, but what they're showing me is that as you really share about those things that you've been going through, it's going to help open up to a lot of things that you need to understand when it comes to your next step. So if that makes sense.
In a way, I can understand that. I do. I could do. I see that. And in a lot of ways, because when you have the, when you have a spiritual thing going on, like I have, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's like there's a learning thing, you know, there's learning is involved. And so I've been, you know, learning and all that. But every time I try to look anywhere in my life, love fixed everything. So I'm just always reminded of that, you know, constantly reminded of that, of that truth. So I vibrate at a high, high level. I mean, I'm a, geez, you know, if I vibrate any more than I already am, I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, you know. But so I understand, you know, that the light is what makes it clear for people so that you can have a relationship with people in the truth, which is what we walk in daily. But there's an illusion. I'm not no stranger to the illusion, because I used to live in that illusion. So I have credentials, which gives me the ability to do what I do, like you. So I understand, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times we, you know, we as light workers, you know, are there for other people, and they, we want to do so much for other people, but we have to remember that it's important for us to also share about ourselves and what it is that we're going through ourselves, and be vulnerable and be open as we you know, continue to help others, because as we do that, we actually do help a lot more people than we realize when we do open up and when we do share those things that we have learned. So,
sure.
You know, to continue to do that for yourself, because, yeah, I do feel there's a lot of stuff that's within your heart that needs to come out. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, when we bring that out, bring out that old energy, that's when we're able to bring in new energy that's meant for us to come in when it comes to the next steps, when it comes to clarity on what it is that our purpose is and those goals that we need to achieve. So,
beautiful.
You know, I want to encourage you to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do appreciate what, where you're coming from, which is a position of honesty. And honesty doesn't sugarcoat anything. It just tells you like it is. And also responsibility for your feelings, because people don't take responsibility for their feelings. What they do is they just rely on their feelings. And I'm just thinking, oh my goodness. And I have to listen to these people. I'm thinking, I'll consider what they're saying, obviously, but I'm not going to listen to that. You know what I mean? Like, just not going to do it. But yeah. I understand. The honesty part is what's beautiful, because then you get to take responsibility for your feelings. You get to examine your feelings in light of truth that's in your heart, right? Because you're not your feelings. I'm not my feelings. That's not who I am. I'm underneath my feelings. That's where I'm at. What I think, what I say, and what I do. Just like you. You know, that's a beautiful thing. So this is where the wellspring of life comes out, what you think, what you say, and what you do. And these things change. Just like you were saying, you know, it changes. It's happening all the time. You know, vibrations are going, you know, the energy waves are going in and out. You know, possibilities are just there. They already exist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the divine and the universe are always showing us. So,
yeah.
You know, so, you know, you're doing an awesome job. So, you know, I want you to know that. But, you know, continue to, you know, really be open and share those feelings, share what it is that you've been going through, and you'll start to see a lot more, you know,
alive.
That's waiting for you.
I'm already there. I'm at the edge of my seat, you know. I can't even, this is something on the edge of my seat. How long do I got to stay on the edge of my seat for? Come on. You know, people are looking at me like, he acts like he's getting ready to do something, but nothing happening. So I'm just like, I know. The time's coming. Hang on. Everybody wants to be so pushy, you know. I'm like, hey, don't push me. As a matter of fact, don't even touch me.
I'm not quite able to hear everything you're saying. There's a lot of feedback on your side.
Hang on a second.
Hello?
Hang on a second. I'm sorry. Let me see. Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, call on Archangel Raphael, you know, call on Archangel Gabriel, and they're going to be able to really show you what it is that you need to share with certain people, what you need to really bring out, even if it's just journaling it out or doing some meditating and really being open and, you know, calling on the divine. And so, you know, they're going to then help you to really release that old energy so that you can really get that clarity on what it is that you need to do next.
That would be nice. That would be helpful. Yeah, no doubt. That would be interesting too. Yeah. I have to be careful at this point, but yeah, I do appreciate your exhortation.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So we are actually at the end of the hour. But now, before we go, you know, before I end the show today, you know, I want to just remind everyone out there that this month we're in this energy of reclaiming our power. And so next week we're going to start with that series. It's going to be on reclaiming your power. And the archangels are going to be there to show us, you know, how to really, you know, reclaim that power that we have within us. It's all within us. And, you know, a lot of times with different things happening, with, you know, different circumstances and challenges that come our way, we forget that. We forget about our own power. And, you know, in different ways, sometimes we give it away. We give our power away because of things happening. And we have those fears that come in and doubts that come in. And when we give into the fears and doubts, that's when we do give away our power. So, you know, next week we're going to talk, you know, more about that, on what it is that's coming in for this month and how to really reclaim that power. And so, you know, for this week, to really revisit those goals, you know, what is it that your New Year's resolution was? Or what it is that your purpose is, that you know what that end goal is, but you know, to revisit that, what is it that you need to do, and also then to take action on those things that the divine show us. So, you know, I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Next week we start that new series, but as always, if you are in need of speaking with someone, you know, you're sharing your truth, or you just need some guidance, and or just need someone to talk to, you can always reach out to me. You can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine. It's spelled C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. And you can find the different ways you can reach out to me through email, through Facebook. You can even go to our Facebook group and find me there as well. But know that, you know, you are always guided. You are always supported and you're loved. So sending you all lots of love and light. I hope you have a wonderful week when it comes to this week, you know, doing some inner work, revisiting those goals and your purpose and what it is that you need to let go of, those fears and doubts that you may have to let go of in order to really step out of your comfort zone and really be able to be in this energy of reclaiming your power and really being able to step into who it is that you truly are and doing those things that you're meant to do. So once again, sending you all lots of love and light, and we will talk I will talk to you again soon next week. So bye-bye for now.